A major conference on church communications concluded here in Rome this Wednesday. The 8th Professional Seminar for Church Communications Officers featured experts and professional communicators from around the world, speaking about how the church can better convey the gospel message in the modern age. One of the speakers at the conference was Jack Valero, who spearheaded an effort to train young people to speak to the secular media during Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the UK in 2010. He spoke to Christopher Wells about sharing the faith in a secular world.
Catholic Voices was a project that we started, Austin, my friend, colleague, Austin Ivory and myself, in 2010, in order to prepare for the visit of Pope Benedict to the UK in September 2010. We started it in January of that year, and our idea was to train 20-something Catholics aged between 25 and 45 to speak on television and radio about controversial topics that would come up to do with the visit and the church and the Pope. We selected among the 90 people who applied, we selected 24, and we trained them over 4 months in both content of those controversial issues and communication techniques. And the main communication idea that we have in our Catholic Voices group is that of reframing, of finding a positive intention behind the criticism that is made of the church. Every time somebody criticizes the Catholic Church, they appeal to a value, and most often that value is a Christian value, a value we share. So whilst we don't share the criticism, we do share the value. And what we try to do is to, of all the many ways that you could answer a question, is to choose to speak from that value that we share. And whether it's saving lives or love or peace or whatever it is, we speak from that value and we explain how the church very much subscribes to that value and works towards it in a way that makes them happy. And then from there, from that common point, we can explain everything else that maybe has baffled or scandalized them in the teaching of the church or in the action of the church that they haven't understood. And we find this is a very good communication method because people start listening.
And how can you apply this to the new means of communication? That's been a big theme of this conference, where we go out and find new ways to communicate the message. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, we are we work for in order to train people for television and radio, which are the older means of communication. However, we believe very much in speaking through the secular media. Most people get their information about the church through the secular media, including the Catholics. The Catholics don't usually get information about the church from their parish church. They get it through the secular media, through reading the newspaper or watching the television, listening to the radio. And we believe very much in being there, being part of the story, helping to shape stories or frame stories and explaining why the church says these things in the traditional media, in television and radio. But the new thing that we bring to it is being there happily, not being having a siege mentality or thinking that the media is against us, but being there very much happily, understanding how things work, and therefore taking part in the working of the media according to its own rules, and taking part in the stories and commenting on them as Catholics, and giving confidence to ordinary Catholics to get in there. And I think that's the new thing, is giving confidence to ordinary Catholics to get in there to help shape the stories and therefore inform lots of people, including many Catholics, as to what's happening in the church in a more accurate way.
You talked about speaking specifically to the secular media. How does your work relate to, say, maybe the traditional institutional church media outlets?
Well, we are happy to speak there, but we see our role very much as training people to be in the secular media, where they maybe have been fearful in the past and thinking that there is a battle where with an unequal battle between the other elements and themselves. And so what we train them to do is to understand how that works so that they are no longer fearful or afraid in any way, and they're not defensive. We always say, as a Catholic, you love the faith, you love your church, you don't need to defend anything, you just explain your story, tell your story, tell it so well that people say at the end, I want that, and tell it in the secular media that access all the other people. Of course, there is room for institutional media, for announcing things and for explaining things in more detail that you're not able because to do it in the secular media. In the secular media, typically you get 3 minutes at most to explain a certain very controversial piece of news, and there is only a limited amount you can do in 3 minutes. You can get to a lot of people who wouldn't be listening to any other media, but of course Catholics who can access institutional media may benefit from a longer or more detailed explanation of those things. But we feel that our particular mission and charism is to train people to be there in the secular media, doing those short bursts of information and doing them very accurately and positively to get through to many people and to change the way people view the church in out there in the world.
And your work is presented as a bit of a case study for this conference. What would you suggest for other people throughout the world who want to follow your lead and follow your example?
Well, the Catholic Voices Project has already been copied in many countries, in Mexico for the Pope's visit in March, a month ago, and also it's being copied in Chile and Argentina and in Ireland and in Poland and other places. And what we always say is that it needs local people who know the local country and the local church and the local media to get together and bring a group of people together to be trained. We have published books which contain all our methods and communication techniques and tips and ideas. And following those methods, they can train people. We can always come along and do a bit of the training at the beginning or at the end of the course. But really, it needs all the local input. And given the experience of all these different countries where it started, which has been very positive, that this idea is really exportable and is very easy to understand and to implement once you know how it works, that we encourage people in all the different countries to get together groups of people who can follow this methodology and get together and make a similar project happen and adapt it to the needs of the country, understanding what the key issues in that country are, which bring the church into the news, which are slightly different in different countries, and understand how to speak about them in this particular way of the positive intention and the reframing. And it can work, and it has worked in many countries already.
Thank you, Dr. Valero. Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, just to say that this is a big service to the church. We are lay people, and our bishops in the United Kingdom and bishops in other countries have been really delighted with this initiative. And they understand, once they look at it, they understand this is not something that they run or even control or have any say in, but they look at it and they bless it because it's an initiative of lay people in total support of the church and the hierarchy and in union with their directives for the diocese and getting through to very many people, and the fruits all remain within the local churches. And that's why the bishops are very happy that we are training people to become really confident Catholics.